The Exchange. Luke sat in the grass in front of his house, watching the movers bring his family's furniture into their new home. Tall for an 11-year-old, he had wavy blonde hair that always threatened to cover his sea-green eyes. He would have been excited to be moving in, but this was the third time he and his family had moved this year. It would have been one thing if his father had gotten a series of promotions, but the sad truth was that the first two moves came when his father got fired, and the family had to move into a more modest house. The third had come after his father's fatal heart attack. The irony was that this third move brought Luke, his mother, and his sister into the nicest house they had ever had. The money for the home had come from the life insurance policy that his father's death had triggered. The new house was in a new city, as all three of them had wanted to leave the memories of Houston behind. There were so many places they had visited that reminded them of Luke's father. And so, when Luke's mother had gotten a job offer as a nurse in Austin, she had jumped at the opportunity. She had found an older house in North Austin at a real value, and the insurance policy had given them enough to buy the house for cash. The reason for the low price of the house wasn't really clear. The home inspector hadn't found anything wrong with the structure or wiring of the house. But the fact was that the house had been on the market for over a year, and the seller had brought the price down five times already. When Luke's mother made an offer that was $25,000 less than the offer price, she hadn't expected it to be accepted. But within 12 hours of sending the offer through to her realtor, the contract was ready to go. The house was a rambling ranch layout, one story, but on a large lot. So hallways led to rooms which led to hallways and more rooms. The three of them had four bedrooms and three living areas in which to spread out. Luke's mother talked about the house as a place for the family to grow again. Luke didn't know.